It's the review show post Bayern Munich. It's me, Rob Gutman, with Sean Rogers and Neil Atkinson to pick the bones out of a game without bones. Well, no goals, actually. Actually, I think as nil-nils go, Sean, I thought it was quite enjoyable. Am I allowed? Is that the word? Maybe it's not the right word. I thought it was fascinating. Fascinating?
Yeah, I think it was fascinating. Again, I suppose it depends how you watch the game, doesn't it? It's, if you're a fan, if you're a fan watching it with chimpanzee out, then it's probably... It's gone through spells of entertainment and spells of not. If you're a Liverpool fan kind of trying to enjoy it and analyse it, I suppose, then I think you can say definitely that it was a fascinating game, because there's a lot to think about team selection-wise for both managers coming in. There's a hell of a lot to think about. I think people who think, oh, Klopp, you know, go old school, kind of the power of Anfield, cliches of hammering them in the first 20 minutes. I think Klopp has a lot more to think about tactically in this game. And I think because of Klopp's history with Munich and the whole German thing, there's a danger that you overanalyze it. You're certainly not going to underanalyze a situation like that. And then I also think in terms of what you decide to do second half, what you do with your subs, what you do tactically within that, I think that's actually a sort of side story all of its own.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Neil, what's your general feelings, you know, as an overview, status of the tie? There's debate rages as to whether, I think on the pink last night, have Liverpool missed their main chance, or Klopp was presenting a very bullish face, but I think he meant it.
I think he meant it, and I think he's right to mean it. I think I've read some German Bavarian football blogs this morning and had a little look into what
they're
saying.
German or English?
In English, very much in English.
Oh, I was going to praise you blog. To the highest
yeah.
highs.
Yeah. No. But what's interesting is they're praising rightly the organisation, the defensive performance, the structure of Bayern Munich. But what they're also pointing out is they don't have a shot on target.
Yeah.
They don't really look like they're going to get a shot on target throughout much of the game. And they find themselves, that was up against our, you know, up against the centre-half partnership that we had. And it may well prove to be, and they're concerned that they might have missed an opportunity. I think everyone can come away with a feeling a bit like there's been a missed opportunity, but there's a flip side, which is, well, that suggests, therefore, that the extent to which the tie remains absolutely in the balance. And I think there's something else as well. All the way, I did some American radio thing yesterday, and you know, one of the things that comes through when you do that sort of stuff is everyone talks about the power of Anfield, and people harp on about last season. It's worth pointing out that, you know, last season we blow Porto away first leg, we blow City away first leg, we blow Roma away first leg, and all Bayern Munich know that.
Yeah.
Is my point. So Bayern Munich have come into the game going, this is not dead. Whatever happens, this tie is not dead tonight.
Yeah.
And I think in our heads, because we did that last year, we're thinking we can put this to bed in one game.